Well, St Pat's have got a good record against Derry City. And our team was quite makeshift when you look at the players that were missing. And we got into the game saying, you know, let's get on top of the game early and try and dominate the ball. We succeeded there. Let's be creative and be intelligent in our play. We were successful there. Let's try and get in front, and we did that as well. So most of the stuff that we did was good, and then they break from a turnover and they score. But overall, I thought we should have won the game. I don't think anyone can deny that. But we have to thank Jared for two fantastic saves tonight, but they have to thank Brenton Clark for quite a few fantastic saves for them. So it's a two-way thing. And when you're the home team, like we were, very similar to Limerick. I think we dominated the Limerick game maybe a little bit more than we did tonight, but we were still dominant and we're not getting the breaks at the minute. When you play with four front players, one pivotal and three supporting it, then it's going to lend itself to good attacking play. And you know, sometimes supporters want it, they want it to be early to the front so that it takes out the other parts of the game without any intelligence. But we play with intelligence, and I'm sure the people from football backgrounds will see that.
Was there a bit of a deja vu early on tonight comparing it to the Limerick game? Because you were pressing and pressing and that, and did the same tonight with just maybe not the luck you were looking for?
I know. You have to say that we were good. The goal was exceptional and lots of good things happening in the game. And people have been entertained, and to get one goal was a bit of a... In the two games we've played this week, both at home, we've got one goal. And that is just downright unlucky. Really unlucky. If you look at the chances that were created in the two games, 74% possession, 24 shots at goal on Monday night. You can't say that we didn't win the game because we didn't attack. We didn't win the game because in the finishing department we just didn't finish. And the attacking play was there for all to see.
So people will say, Derry need a goal scorer. As a manager, people are going to put you under pressure saying you need to sign somebody.
Yeah.
What's your reaction or response?
Yes, I'm looking to try and do that, but it has to be the right price. And they're expensive, as you know. And it has to be part of a development programme. You know, it has to be in that category where there's no point in me being a hypocrite and talking about not signing players and then I bring in someone who is expensive and defeating everything that we're about. But there will be maybe one come in. I'm trying my best to get one in that might fit within our budget, and you know, there'd have to be a couple of good years on them. And an experienced player, and the other side of it is a good experienced player will help the young ones to develop under that type on the pitch as well. So we have that in our thoughts.
Is there a specific area that you want to improve or strengthen or enforce?
I think we need to get a centre-back for the rest of the season, because with Aaron and Ryan, both with potential long-term injuries, taking us potentially into September, then I've got to be thinking about signing one. But I don't know. I'm not sure who I can get. With young Sam Todd on the bench tonight, a 17-year-old left-sided centre-back who's done really well. And he got a good reward for that, but I just want to get him involved and see if we need to bring him into the team. So looking for a centre-back cover or to be in the team is something that I'm pursuing at the minute.
So you have Finn Herbs coming up, not too far away. Supporters around me tonight talking about it, saying that Derry owe them one, and then you'll have Cork as well here. Cork starting to stack up games as well. That might work in your favour.
I think Finn Harps will be a tribal game where their manager and staff have done exceptionally well, and we acknowledge that, and we have to go there and play a game of football, not play not try to get involved in battles and fights and all that stuff that might come with a derby game, which is quite consistent throughout the world. We can't do that. We've got to go and play, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be a tough game, and we've got to be ready for it. But my thoughts at the moment are getting back to work and in preparation for that.